This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
It is music from MFR Souls, Love You Tonight, Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. And as promised, I'm joined on the line, man, by the dynamic duo, hailing from the East Rand, referred to as the pioneers of global amapiano sound, right? Known widely as MFR Souls, with a new 16 track out. I have Force, who is here to speak to us about it all. Good afternoon, my brother.
Hey, my brother, how are you?
I'm good, my brother. Thank you so much for taking your time to join us on the show. Really appreciate you, yeah?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. No. It's an honor to be on the show.
Hola, my bro. So, I mean, first, you know, the amapiano movement has grown, you know, significantly over the years. There's been new variations, and of course, it has created a lot of careers and brands. How does it feel, man, seeing the movement, you know, having grown this much?
Well, personally for me, you know, it's a dream come true, you know, it's actually what I wished for, and it did come true, you understand? So it's just a dream come true, you know. For the mere fact that not all of them appreciate that we made everything possible for them, but, you know, nonetheless, it's a personal dream come true for me. So for me, my dream is fulfilled. I'm happy.
No, most definitely, man. But I've seen across, you know, a lot of socials, man, people are still giving you your flowers. That's one thing I love. You know, they're still appreciating the fact that a certain sound that you brought into the game, you know, they still give you your flowers when it comes to that. So kudos to you, man. Big shout out to you, my bro.
Yeah.
So let's look back, you know, from where it all started, you know, to being the brand that the brands that you are today as MFR Souls. What has kept you grounded to the sound that you keep putting out?
Well, I just think from day one, whatever we did, we were doing it straight from the heart, you know. So whatever we were doing back then, it's still what we're doing right now. So we still produce music from the heart, and, you know, we still do it with passion. We treat music as if you know, we haven't been to that level, you understand? I think that's what's holding us up till this day.
Yeah. No, most definitely, man. And I mean, you know, over the years, speaking of, you know, everything that comes from the heart, over the years we have seen a lot of duos or groups split up, you know, but what has kept you guys together over the years that you've been together?
Well, it's all about understanding each other and tolerating each other. I mean, it's pretty obvious that us as human beings, you know, won't have the same personality.
Yeah.
But as long as you tolerate the certain personality of a certain individual, you know, it's what's going to keep you guys going, you know. And whenever there's fights, you know, there are ways of solving those fights so it doesn't cause any commotion to a sense that, you know what, let's split, you know. We just, you know, argue about it, you know. After arguing about it, come up with a solution. Then after the solution, the next day we move on, you know, but we don't just hold everything back. Whoever doesn't like something, you know, adjust it, and then I'd rather get angry over it, but knowing that we will solve it, and then we'll be like, you know what, my man, I don't like this. I shall get angry, but, you know, eventually we'll have a solution. Like, next time, if I try and do it in this way, you understand? Music-wise, you know, if I don't like the speech, you know, okay, instead of saying that, just change it wherever and whenever, so that it can suit both of us.
Nah, most definitely. So communication is actually key.
Yes, exactly.
No, most definitely, man. Last year you gave us From the Heart of Piano, and this year you are giving us a From the Heart of Piano Side B. So is this a continuation, or are there, you know, the two projects communicating a different message?
It's a continuation, but also because of the reason why we released Side A was that we actually had a lot of songs. So we felt that, you know what, dropping 40, 50 songs in an album, you know, doesn't really work nowadays because not everybody has time to listen to 50 songs. You know, when will you get that exact one? So we first released the first part, and then the first part was actually supposed to be more vocals, and then the side B was supposed to be more instrumental. But, you know, obviously as time moves, you feel that, you know what, I think let's just do a little bit of change there and there, you know, and let's just give them a proper side B that has a bit of everything, that has guitar, it has private school, it has clap and tap, it has vocal, it has, you know.
That's dope.
We tried, you know, fixing the side B so that we know that after side B, when you release feature music, we know where we stand.
All right. Now, I mean, speaking of that, you know, what you just said, that, you know, you have a lot of songs, but how long was this project in the works? And to someone who hasn't even heard the project yet, how would you describe it to them?
It's from the Heart of Piano. It's a side continuation of a side. It's from side A to side B now. I'd say it's more or less music that comes from the heart, as I said, and yeah. It's music within the album. It's music that it'll actually heal you, or there's a song that will heal you. There's a song that will celebrate your success. Mm. You know, there's a song for the street. There's a dance challenge song. You know, there's a piece of everything in wow. in one side.
So one time I'm crying, the next time I'm dancing, the next time I'm celebrating. Oh, okay, all right.
You see, right. The next time you want money, you have a check on money. Then the next check is single mortar. Oh, then man. After the next check, you're just dancing. Then we're going back to you know the Aba Hamba Bahamba you feel.
Yeah.
You've got the Maskantiana, and you know
dude,
for the KZN market. You know,
yeah,
we just like fitting in a bit of everything.
And speaking of a bit of everything, man, I mean, you've worked with some notable names. How did you go about choosing who to work with on this project?
Yeah, most of the time when you do beats, you know, you do beats sometimes in a sense of thinking that, you know, along the beat, so you realize, but I think Mahu would fit here, right?
Yeah.
And then you do another beat, like, oh, yeah, man, because of we love Malina Aura, you know, I think she could fit. Let's just try it out, you know?
Yeah.
So it was all about trying out, and then in some cases, it's a point of like, Basi, just come to studio and then we just play the beat and then she's like, hey, this one catches me, you know?
Mm.
So that's how just everything comes about, you know? It's all about choosing other people's preferences. It's not only about us thinking that sometimes you can think this beat is for Mahu, only to find out when Tatu has to get into the beat, it sounds even better.
Yeah,
you know, so it's just a matter of like, guys, let's work, you know, in one beat, put three people in and then compare. I think this one is the one, you know.
Now I hear you, bro. No, I hear you. But now 16 tracks. I'm going to put you on the spot for us. I need to put you on the spot, my bro. You know, do you have do you have that one track, you know, that resonates with you the most? Like that one where you feel like, yo, here we cooked here.
Yeah, actually I do.
Mm.
So it's the name of the track is Inhaler. It's featuring Lady Audio Soul, House Escape, House Express, Josiah the Disciple, you know. The reason why I love that song, the style that's within the song, you know, it's not really piano, but it's not really deep. It's in between, you know. It's got that deep tech, but that deep tech mixed with a piano element, but it's got that Spansula lyrics, you know, Spansula lyrics. So it's just, for me, it's healing, and the message, like, Siyaphambili, you understand? You know, it's talking about, you know, whether people, whether whatever they say about you, whatever happens, Siyaphambili, we are moving forward.
Yeah,
forward. You know, and then there's also the K1, you know, K1 is also my favorite dance.
Yeah.
My favorite dance song, you know, on the album, one of my favorites. All of them are my favorites, but yeah. My two personal ones that I always play, you know, most of the time, no matter what, whether it's 4 a.m., whether it's 1, you know, I always either start with a track or I finish with it.
Yeah, those are your go-to tracks.
Yeah, and it's my personal love, you know.
Oh, man, that is so dope, man. But congratulations once again on this beautiful art of work, man. But before I let you go, Force, what would you like to say, you know, to your diehard fans who have been rocking with you since day one?
Well, first and foremost, I'd like to say thank you so much, you know, for moving with us throughout, you understand? I mean, there were people that were moving through with us from like 2015, 2016, you understand?
Mm.
So I'd like to send a big shout out and a big thank you to them, and then expect more music, expect more music videos from us, and then you're not only our fans, but you're also our friends, you know, and each and upcoming producers, if you have something, don't be afraid. Just, you know, DM us and then, you know, but just get straight to the project. Sure, who and who, so this is what, okay, this is the link. You know, just have a listen. Now, say, hola, how are you?
Hi.
Are you fine? How was the day? Just get straight to the point.
I know the struggle.
This is the time to feel, you know, just give it a listen and then get back to me.
100%.
Obviously. I'm going to give it a listen, you know, because of, I think the main purpose is to also uplift young and upcoming artists. Hence, that's why even on the album, you know,
yeah.
There are certain names that are unknown, like local music, has expressed to us names that are still unknown, but we're still trying to, you know, put them on the map also because of their thing, like great work, you know. And from even our previous albums, you know, even when Basti started, it was like that. She was still unknown at that time, but we were like, you know what? We are going with you, you understand? Mm-hmm. So I think that's one of our most strongest beliefs, which, you know what, let's just give young and upcoming artists an opportunity, not use them, but give them that opportunity. No, let's work together.
Yeah.
We're not playing this game of put my name on your song. No, so, come, yeah. Let's fun. Let's do a song together, and then let's work on it. And then eventually when you're also dropping, it's your turn, you know, we will help you push. And, you know, yeah, it's just giving other people opportunity and thanking the fans, thanking our fans. Yeah, thank you for everything. We are still going forward. Siapambili.
Big shout out to you, my brother. Thank you so much, Foss, for taking, you know, time to come and chat with us. All the best in your future endeavors, man. See you again when you come to Limpopo. Maybe we can have a chat.
Yeah, very soon.
No, I know. This is your home as well. Shout out, my bro.
Thank you so much, my brother.
Oh, Lama Dogo, one time.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.